Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. As I begin this program, I again would like to remind you of a book that I highly recommend. It is a full-length interview put out in book form. It is an interview with Robert Cardinal Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, Sarah, from Africa. The title of the book is God or Nothing, God or Nothing, published by Ignatius Press. It's a book-length interview. I highly recommend it for reading during Lent. It's subtitled A Conversation on Faith, God or Nothing. He has a perspective that I think you really need to read and ponder and reflect. He was ordained a bishop. He was the youngest bishop in the entire church when John Paul appointed him the Archbishop of the Diocese of Nguinea in 1979. He was at the time 34 years of age. He has lived quite a life, and he has much to say. I encourage you. The book is entitled God or Nothing. It's an interview done in book form, so it's easy in one way to put it down, because you can read a question that the interviewer asks him and then his answer. Some of them are short, some of them more lengthy, but you will have a perspective on the world, on the priorities. You'll have a perspective on God and his action that is very, very well done. And so again, I encourage you, Ignatius Press, San Francisco, is the publisher. You can easily access it that way, but in some very reputable Catholic bookstores, you can also find it. The title, God or Nothing, by Robert Cardinal Sarah. Highly recommend it. Be interested in your input after you read it. Today, we begin with Queen Esther, the Book of Esther. Queen Esther, seized with mortal anguish, had recourse to the Lord. She lay prostrate on the ground together with her maids from morning until evening and said, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, blessed are you. Help me who am alone and have no help but you, for I am taking my life in my hand. As a child, I used to hear from the books of my forefathers that you, O Lord, always free those who are pleasing to you. Now help me who am alone and have no one but you, O Lord, my God. Listen to that prayer. Queen Esther prostrates all her majesty before the Lord, and she prays, help me who am alone and have no help but you. There is no more perfect human gesture, says the Magnificat magazine. There is no more perfect human gesture than such authentic prayer. Even in our wickedness, we know how to give good gifts to our children, which means that the inclination to pray is something as natural as our heart. Christ tells us to be true to our inborn need to depend. And you see, this is where our pride gets in the way. If we depend on God, life goes very well. If we depend primarily on ourselves, it won't. That takes humility to say that I am not the source of my happiness. I'm not the source of my life. God created me. God is my source. And when we can humble ourselves and say, just like Esther did, help me who am alone and have no help but you. It's authentic prayer, because we're acknowledging what is true. I am utterly dependent on God for life, for happiness, for good direction, to become a true disciple of God. I need him. And it's not just him added in with all other things. It is him. It is he alone who is the source of my life. We need to believe that. That needs to go from the head to the heart. then we're in a position to cry out to God for the things we need. She goes on in her prayer, and now, come to help me, an orphan. Put in my mouth persuasive words in the presence of the lion, and turn his heart to hatred for our enemy, so that he and those who are in league with him may perish. Save us from the hand of our enemies. Turn our mourning into gladness, and our sorrows into wholeness. See, when we allow God to occupy the center of our lives, the center of our personal agenda, the center of our priorities, the center of our love, when we allow God to occupy the central place in our life, everything gets reordered. And when we pray, God hears us. Psalm 138 tells us, Lord, on the day I called for help, you answered me. On the day I called for help, you answered me. Can we pray that? Because of your kindness and your truth, for you have made great above all things your name and your promise. When I called, you answered me. You built up strength within me. Your right hand saves me. The Lord will complete what he has done for me. Your kindness, O Lord, endures forever. Forsake not the work of your hands. Make that your prayer. Take Psalm 138. Make the whole psalm your prayer. Ask God, help me, that I have the humility to call on you for help, that I wait for your answer, that I put your priorities ahead of my own. That's humility. The best definition of humility is truth. Humility is truth. When I live the truth, I live my life in the right position in relation to God. He's my Father. He's my Creator. He's my Savior. If I did not have him, I would not be. And the gospel for today is Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 12. Jesus said to his disciples, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. Do you hear that? Ask, and it will be given to you. Now, understand that we don't just ask for what I want, because that's, again, making ourselves the source. We take a need, and we bring it to God, and we say, Lord, enlighten my mind, strengthen my will, that I may hear what your will is in this situation is, and then pray for it to happen. That's how peace comes. We say, yeah, but I need this, and I hope for this for this person. This person's in such pain, and this person's in such difficulty. God, just take care of it. What does God want? He wants every person who's going through hardship, and we all are. He wants every person to be drawn to him. And so you pray, Lord, let this cross that they're carrying bring them more deeply into your presence, where the greatest of healings takes place. Lord, let them know that you are their Savior, and let them receive you as their Savior. Lord, do these things for them. That's asking according to God's will. Of course you can ask for healing. Of course you can ask that relationships be reconciled. Of course you can ask for jobs if people are unemployed. Of course you can do all those things. But put first in your prayer what's first in God's heart. What's first in God's heart is that that person who's carrying that cross right now is drawn to him and looks to him more and more as the source. It contributes to their eternal salvation. So Jesus says, ask and it will be given you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which one of you would hand his son a stone when he asked for a loaf of bread, or a snake when he asked for a fish. If you then who are wicked, in other words, you then who are sinful, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him? God knows our earthly needs, but he allows us to get in a position where we cry out to him for help, where we can't settle it ourselves, so that we will rely on him, that will take on his priorities. And then a lot of our human needs are answered. But he's got to get us in the right place. And we balk at that. You know, well, if God does this, then I'll believe in him. That's just not a good way to go. You're telling God, prove to me that you're a God who hears my prayer. Prove it to me. That's not humility. Humility says, Lord, I'm having a hard time believing in you. These days are hard. There's a lot being asked of me, Lord, that I don't know that I can carry. Will you come and help me, please? God will answer that prayer. God will. He will answer that prayer. See, what's at the root of all this is a lack of faith. We don't really believe that God is our Father who loves us and wants the best for us. We don't. I remember one time my own dad, I may have told this story before, but my own dad, I walked out in, I was in bare feet. I was just a small child, maybe 7. And I was walking in my bare feet and I stepped on a nest of bees that make their nest in the ground. And I really got stung very, very badly. And my dad came running over from the station where he worked, the gas station next door where he worked. He came running over. He heard me and he picked me up and he took me into the kitchen and he pulled out this big pair of pliers. And my eyes, you can imagine, got very wide because I was already in a lot of pain. And he looked at me and he said, I'm going to take the pain away. Will you trust me? And I was crying, you know, I was not in a good place to reason, but I actually heard him and said, yes, Daddy, I trust you. And he proceeded to take them out. And of course, the pain lessened. And then he told me what to do to make it even better. But I think it's a marvelous image that sometimes we're screaming in pain, just take care of this, Lord, just get rid of it. And the Lord says to us, I will take care of it. Will you trust me? Will you trust me? And sometimes he has to inflict slightly more pain to get rid of the big pain, as in my example. Don't be afraid. You're his son. You're his daughter. Put your trust in him. Choose the Lord. Choose life. Choose life in Christ. And you will know a peace that the world will not be able to take from you. I just pray for you all. I pray for you during this Lent that you may know the mercy of God, that you may know the joy repentance brings, and that your faith in him may grow. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.